The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Later on the show, I'll ask the guys if they would rather have Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray for the rest of the season, and I promise you will want to stick around for that debate. Plus, if you like football bloopers, we assembled the best from the weekend, so don't miss that as well. But right now, it's quick takes. Vamos. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense struggled versus the 49ers, only scoring 11 points. Stephen A., was Jalen Hurts week one a fluke?
It seemed that way to me. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did tell some people that he's going up against the defense this time around. They ain't the Atlanta Falcons. These are the
defenses. I'll give you that.
I'm not gonna tell you he's gonna have a bad season or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna say the way everybody was raving about him, that ain't him. Not yet.
All right.
No.
Playmaker, Browns lose a close one week one to the Chiefs, then beat the Texans. Are the Browns for real?
Yeah, the Browns are for real. Now this young man here, he's continuing to develop. Mm. But that defense is serious. Now, I'm worried about losing Jarvis Landry and how long he will be gone. And I'm waiting on them to get back Odell Beckham Jr. because they're going to need all that firepower that they can get when they see the Chiefs again. But they are for real.
RC, Denver 2-0 after beating the Giants and the Jags. Teddy Bridgewater, he has looked solid. Mm. Denver Broncos, for real.
I believe they are. I believe they are very good defensively. Obviously, you don't have to be great against the Jags and the Giants, but Teddy Bridgewater, who's always been a smart player, always put the ball in the right place, has a great group of skill players. You have Cortland Sutton, Jerry Judy's not hurt, but you have K.J. Hamler, and you also have Noah Fant, who's probably the fastest tight end in the NFL. I think that this team's going to be tough to beat. The only issue is they're in the AFC West.
There you go.
All right, staying in the AFC, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Las Vegas Raiders 26-17 in week 2. The offense struggled at times as Najee Harris only ran for 38 yards and Big Ben threw for 295 yards and one touchdown and one interception. The Steelers also lost Deontay Johnson to an injury to end the game. Michael, I'm going to start with you here. People might be surprised. They're saying, you know, Ryan won a Super Bowl with them. Stephen A. loves the Steelers. But I want to hear from the objective party. Is it time for the Steelers to replace Ben Roethlisberger?
When I see Big Ben, I think about me. And I think about all the things I used to say. I said, boy, I love football so much, man. They're going to have to carry me off the field. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to be out here on crutches trying to still run that route, run that fire route. I'm on crutches trying to run that fire route. I said, they'll have to carry me off the field. Ultimately, they did. They carried me off the field. But if they didn't, I would be like Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I would be out there playing ball when I know I'm not the same. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing worse than being in that game unsure, trying to muster up the same things that you used to have inside of you, like Big Ben standing in the pocket with people at his feet and still letting that ball go. We remember all them great days and all the great things Big Ben did. Mm-hmm. And we said, boy, Big Ben, he's so strong. He stands in there, people around, and he still gets. But now those throws are interceptions because he thinks he can still do it, but your body can't do it. Pittsburgh is about championships. That's what they're about. They've always been about it. Mike Tomlin, everybody, they're about championships. And if they really want to get to another championship, this team is presently constructed. Ben Roethlisberger cannot be the quarterback. He cannot be the quarterback. He doesn't have a run game. He doesn't have.
So you're saying he can't be the quarterback anymore in 2021 or going forward after this year?
Well, I'm not saying they don't have, because they don't have a better option than Ben right now. But what I'm telling you right now is, as Ben is right now with that team right now, they're going nowhere.
Let me say this to you. I'm worried about my Pittsburgh Steelers. I ain't gonna front. I'm very, very worried about them. But it's not because of Ben.
Mm.
It's because of the offensive line.
Yes.
Their inability to run block. The fact that they have the second worst rushing attack in football yet again. Last 3 years, they've been second worst or worse. Najee Harris, we know, can ball. We've seen him. He ain't the problem.
They had 39 yards rushing yesterday. He had 38.
Yeah, I understand that. But his blocking, he ain't getting much of it. And so as a result, you look at Ben. I've seen throws he's made to Chase Claypool. I've seen throws he's made to Deontay Johnson, not just against Buffalo, but yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying with those weapons, if you give him some protection, he will still have it. Now, it's deceiving because stay with me, Michael. He was only sacked 13 times last year. All right? He's only been sacked four times in the first two games. Not only four, but it's four times in the first two games. I think if you look at Ben and you protect that man and he knows he's confident he's going to be protected and that you give him some run blocking so y'all can run the football and mix things up, I think you'd see loads of confidence. The problem is they're a bit transparent and predictable because they know he has to throw the football because they know they can't run the football because they can't block with the run. And as a result, that puts him in a precarious position. And that's really the problem with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have no choice. Because you can't go to their backup. Don't get me started with that dude, Mason Rudolph. Don't even get me started with him. But the issue is that they're one-dimensional offensively, and that's what Ben Roethlisberger can't be.
But when you look at Ben, other than the first half against Buffalo, he's actually thrown the football well. Right, you look down the stretch against Buffalo, hits Deontay Johnson for the touchdown. You have the back shoulder to Juju Smith-Schuster and a dime to Chase Claypool. Yesterday, you get Deontay Johnson down the sideline, Chase Claypool down the same sideline. Like, he can still make throws and make plays. Big Ben is not the issue with this team right now. Are there better quarterbacks in the league? Hell yeah. But they ain't a better one in Pittsburgh.
Right.
But if
you can't
run the football and if you can't protect your quarterback, it's hard to generate offense anyway.
No, Cam Newton is not the answer in Pittsburgh.
You're saying Ben is not the issue because of all these other issues that they have. Now we have sit here and lamented quarterbacks for covering those issues, having the ability to cover those issues.
Right. Okay.
Tom Brady has a bad offensive line, but he gets rid of the ball. He sees it. He delivers it. He wears down the defensive line.
But they've always been able to run the football, Mike.
Well, I'm saying this. As long as you don't have a run game, you can't have Ben on the field. See, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to, you guys can put it on the offensive line. You can let it work. I'm saying if you don't have a run game, then you can't expect Ben to go out and say, I'm going to lead them and carry them to a championship or certainly to a whole bunch of
things. Well, I think if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got to have a running quarterback.
I'm glad you mentioned Tom Brady. Because the best thing and the smartest thing, the greatest thing he ever did in his career was leave New England.
Absolutely.
Because he understood. Let's go back to Tom Brady 2 years ago.
That's right.
He understood they didn't have no help for him, and he couldn't make them better. But
you know
who I can make better, though? Who can help me? Mike Evans can help, right? Godwin can help. Oh, Gronk, come off of retirement.
Yeah,
AB, come see me. And now he has all of these players.
Hold on. There's a difference, though. He went, New England didn't have any wide out weapons.
Mm-hmm.
All right? No tight end weapons.
Gronk got some weapons.
Right. And so he goes to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. And not only that, first draft before he arrived, they buffered the offensive line with Wilf as well.
Yep.
So we got all of that, right? In Pittsburgh, it's different because you don't have run blocking. And therefore, you don't have a running game, which makes Big Ben Roethlisberger one dimensional.
Stephen A., you don't have no blocking. They ain't got pass blocking. They ain't got run blocking.
Don't
make me feel like my lady sometimes right here, man. Because, you know, this is when I have to say to her, we're saying the same thing.
We're just not understanding.
We're just not listening and waiting to speak.
She's just right.
We're here that we are saying the same thing. Big Ben, y'all saying it too. Big Ben can't do it. It's presently constructed.
Right.
Y'all agreeing with me. I know it's hard for you to agree with me, but you really are agreeing with me. We're saying the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
You guys are stuck on the relationship metaphor, so I just want to say real quick, we do have to give props to Derek Carr again. I mean, he
Molly, you were on the show Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
There was a question asked, Molly.
Yeah.
Who do you trust more? Derek Carr or Big Ben?
I said
Derek Carr.
What did he say?
He said Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay. And well, now you got the dad a week two.
I appreciate you wearing the Raiders colors today to be like, RC, you was right.
May I answer this? I will remind you, RC. You see, this is where y'all get in trouble. He got in trouble yesterday because he was on TV and came in with the same suit. Okay, Wes Hampton, you getting in trouble because you misquoted. Here's the deal. The question was asked about that, and that's fair enough. But what did I say when I went into my answer? I said last year, Raiders started off right. Last year, they ended up with a 6-3 record. And then over the course of 6 weeks, they lost 5 games. So what I'm saying to you about Derek Carr is, show me.
Okay.
I believe in his talents, but show me.
And I also remember you getting on Ryan Clark for picking against Big Ben because he won a Super Bowl with the Steelers. And he was an objective analyst, and he was right. Okay. Case closed.
Molly don't realize she's going to get herself in trouble because I'm going to just watch you come. That's all I'm going to do.
You can watch the Giants.
And Dan Orlovsky ain't going to be able to help
her.
Exactly.
Basketball. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for basketball season.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I'll talk to you in March.
The best basketball season in a quarter century coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
Best NBA season in the last 25 years.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Saw a number of injuries at quarterback on Sunday. Rookie quarterback Justin Fields stepped in for Andy Dalton after the Bears starter went down with a knee injury in the second quarter. Tua carted off after Miami's second drive due to a rib injury, with Jacoby Brissett taking over for him the rest of the way. And Colts quarterback Carson Wentz suffering an apparent ankle injury in the fourth quarter. Jacob Eason replacing him for Indy's final two series could have cost them the game. And Texans starter Tyrod Taylor was replaced at the start of the second half by the rookie Davis Mills after he suffered a hamstring injury. Wow, that's a lot. Michael, let me ask you this. What do you think was the biggest week two injury just in terms of impact?
Oh, in more ways than one, I look at the Carson Wentz situation and say, boy, that was the biggest. I mean, when you think about where the Colts are, you know, and the Colts were in that game with the Rams. They were playing a tight game. And then you turn around and you see what the Titans did. Mm-hmm. I'm talking for that division right there. And that's team-wise. They need Carson Wentz. But also, I leave the team and focus on the individual. You're trying to rebuild your career by trying to rebuild your man or your man reality, your mentality. Your mentality. You're trying to rebuild. Get confidence, and you're on the way to doing that. And to get out, remember now, you got hurt. Next guy came in, took the team to a Super Bowl. You don't have to worry about that here. You do not have to worry about Jacob Eason coming in and taking the coach to a Super Bowl. But just for your mentality, man, I thought that was a big, devastating injury, and I thought you saw it on his face when it happened. He said he tried to do everything to get back in that game for his teammates. But I also thought for himself, he needed to get back in that game, and he just couldn't do it.
I can get where you're coming from with that, but I'm going to tell you something I think is bigger. Tua Tagovailoa for the Miami Dolphins. You have to remember, now he has to go out. It was like one of four passes for just 13 yards before and was sacked twice before he got injured. On the season, isn't that impressive? 17-31 in a game and a half or so. 54.8% completion percentage, okay? One touchdown, one interception. Wasn't great. The Miami Dolphins, this is their quarterback. He goes down. You got to go with Jacoby Brissett, okay? That ain't part of the plan. Number two, remember, now that he's hurt, you can't play him and you can't trade him because they were talking about potentially trading him. Now, obviously, Houston Texans asking for a lot to get their hand to give up Deshaun Watson, and we get all of that. But the flip side to it is that with Tua Tagovailoa out, now you can't play him and you can't trade him because ain't nobody going to trade for a hurt player, okay? So you got that going on. Number three, they had the pick before the Chargers picked Justin Herbert.
You know what?
And they passed up on Herbert to get Tua. If he is not on the field showing you that he's worth the investment, it ain't just him who looks bad. It's Brian Flores who looks bad. It's Chris Greer, the general manager. And these are brothers. These are African Americans. I'm unapologetically rooting for them because, damn it, we don't see that too often in NFL where you got a black executive like Chris Greer, just like you got Andrew Berry in Cleveland. I'm rooting for both of them.
And I ain't apologizing for a damn that song. Love Tua.
That's right. That's right.
Even so, you know, and there were talks about possibly taking Herbert with that pick.
Yes.
But it came back to them owners. So Brian Flores may have been rooting or trying to get the Flores. We don't get to her.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but you and I both know this. The owners might make the call, and this is where we have to love Jerry Jones. I'm actually going to be serious here. This is where we have to love Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. See, Jerry Jones don't put his hand out there, the hand of power, and say, this is what I want you to do, and then go hide when it don't work. He's right there front and center. Yeah, with me. I'm the one that made that call. I listen to other people, but I'm the one that made that call. You got a lot of owners that they'll sit up there and force somebody to do something, but they're nowhere to be found when the blame needs to be distributed and they played a role in it. So I don't know if that's going to be Stephen Ross in Miami. I don't know that to be the case, but I'm telling you, when you look at those three components, Tua going down is a devastating blow for the Miami Dolphins.
So which team are you higher on? Which one do you think has a higher ceiling before the quarterback injuries? Would you go Indy or Miami?
Oh, my God. I love it. I think Indy has a great ceiling. With Coach Frank Wright.
So maybe they get Nick Foles.
Oh, Lord.
They can't do that.
Why?
I just told you about the mentality of Carson Wentz. You're going to lose two quarterbacks. You're going to bring Nick Foles in. You're going to lose.
But, Michael, how many injuries has he had now? At some point, we have to look at him now and be concerned.
But they're trying to rebuild Carson Wentz. He has first-round talent. He's with the coach that he's had his greatest success with. The most important thing is because you know he has the skill set. This goes back to what we were talking about with Justin Fields and the importance of a mindset of the quarterback. You cannot bring Nick Foles. I don't care if they ain't got no more quarterbacks in the NFL. You can't bring in Nick Foles.
I will say this. There's one condition under which you could bring Nick Foles into Indy, and that is if Carson Wentz were to miss games because of COVID. Now, that hasn't been the case. But from my understanding, when we talk about quarterbacks who have elected not to be vaccinated, Kirk Cousins was one of them.
10 days.
Kirk Cousins was one of them.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz was another. I'm saying, if that is true, because I don't know what to be true, read it.
Right.
The point is, if that were to be true, you get injured, that's one thing. But if you miss games because of COVID, then they can sit up there and say, all bets are off, damn it.
Carson Wentz then? You want to get rid of him after that? Because he's no good anymore in Indy.
Yeah.
Because he's going to say, you did the same thing they did to him in Philly. Remember, we're sticking with Carson Wentz.
Philly didn't have Frank Wright. Philly didn't have Frank Wright.
So you'll break his mind with that. You'll break his mind. Right now, that's his team. You got to make sure he knows that's his team because he already dealt with the situation where he lost his team. If you want his talent, you got to fix his head. And this is the most important part.
Well, we got to get more information also when they're both going to be coming back with the rib injury and potentially the ankle.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Okay, I'm excited for this. Every weekend, obviously full of incredible football plays, but let's not forget there are bloopers, too. It is time now for the debut of the segment that will make coaches sick to their stomachs. Stephen A., you are up first in this week's Double Take.
That's right. This Double Take. First up. Look at Carson Wentz right here. Ladies and gentlemen, this might be the worst shovel pass in the history of the National Football. Look at that. Intercepted. A shovel pass intercepted. Where did the double take come from? Look at Coach Frank Reich. Look at that. Look at the look on his face, playmaker. I mean, Frank Reich is looking at it like, really? Really? That's what you decided to do? Really? That was bad? Here you go, Mike.
Oh, listen here, Braden Lizzy from Notre Dame. Now, listen, I am the noun, the playmaker, but I'm always looking for the adjective, a playmaker. But this is a play breaker. Oh, my God. Are you serious? It's right where you don't want it to be. Oh, my God. That's just, oh, my. And when you look at the coach. Right, look at Brian Kelly. Look at him. He said, are you serious? All I can do is walk down the
hill. He got to do some suicide. Look at this. Alejandro Villanueva, formerly a Pittsburgh Steeler. Look at this right here. You talk about bad blocking, and then there's this. Look at this blocking right here. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Look at that right here. Come on now. That's ridiculous. Look at that. What kind of block is that, Alejandro? I mean, you got to be kidding me. No wonder
funny.
You ain't a Steeler anymore. Well, that ain't no blocking.
Y'all put that number one right here, man. Gervin Hall Jr., my love, my heart, my alma mater, the U. Oh, my God. My man had a brain fart. He tackled the wrong spot. Watch this. That man right there, he has the football. Don't worry about him. What was that right there? Come on, man. I mean, man.
You can't let that happen.
Man.
How you going to do that? He ran away from the tackle.
We'll get him.
Okay.
So he hit the dude. Because he knew the dude was going to hit him. So rather than make the tackle and get hit, he said, no, let me just hit the dude and make sure the guy got the damn
that
ball.
That was a natural body defense mechanism.
I give that segment an A+. I'm into it. I like it, gentlemen. I might call it side eye, but I get double take. Works off first take. Brady did Tom Brady things yesterday in the Bucs 48-25 win over the Falcons. The GOAT quarterback threw 5 TDs to push the defending champs to 2-0. After the game, though, Brady not satisfied with his performance.
What I think, and I'm sure the other guys feel the same way, is I think we could do better. I really do, and I think we have the opportunity that the way that the games are flowing and the opportunities we're getting with the ball, we have even more opportunities.
All right, Tampa Tom looking unbeatable. So, Michael, I'll ask you this. Who is the biggest threat to the Bucs in the NFC?
Let me tell you something, man. When you talk about Tom Brady, I want us to understand. I believe they get through week 3 when they're playing those Rams. I don't know if I can see anybody to beating them the rest of this year. They got Buffalo, I think it's week 14. They got a tough game. But outside of that, the way Tom Brady is playing right now.
Okay.
9 touchdowns in his first 2 games. He has never, ever. It's so hard to find something that Tom has never done, but he has never done that. Even in those great years where he put up some incredible numbers. Mm-hmm. And I go back to even the 07 year. What I see now is similar to that. He had Randy Moss at the time. And Randy Moss did something that always gave him the big play. He would break strides on a play and just go up top. And I've seen Antonio Brown pick that up. So, hey, Tampa, they look great. The only people right now I think is ready to hold up and stop and slow them down are the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, please.
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, please.
Let me tell you Let me tell you why I say this. Why it's the San Francisco 49ers and not anybody else. You have to be able to get pressure on Tom Brady. That's okay. The only way you're going to beat him.
I agree.
You got to get pressure on Tom Brady, and you have to be able to run the football. You're not going to get and beat a shootout with Tom Brady. You got to get pressure. You got to run the ball and hold on to the possession. The San Francisco 49ers can do that. The different schemes that Kyle Shanahan comes up with, he finds a running game even when it's not a running game to be had. Doesn't matter. He's like the old Denver. Remember his dad when he was a Denver Broncos?
Yes.
He would find any running back and go get 1,500 yards.
You're right.
Kyle Shanahan has that right now. And that's why I said San Francisco would be the best. The opportunity to take out.
Don't bring me up Kyle Shanahan against Tom Brady, because you know what I'm going to think about. I'm going to think about a 25-point lead that was blown in the Super Bowl. That's what I'm going to think about that. Don't bring up, don't get me started on what he did against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter either, even though Jimmy G missed that one pass to Emmanuel Sanders. But don't bring up Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers going up against Tom Brady, because if Tom Brady was ever motivated, if ever there was a regular season game or a confrontation that he would be more motivated, motivated by. Outside of going up against Bill Belichick and the Patriots, it would be going up against Jimmy G. Okay? That's number two. That's number two, all right?
Number three.
I'm going to tell you who you got to look at, because I look at Tampa Bay. I can see them going about 15-2 this year. I can see them going about 15-2. I mean, when you got Antonio Brown, when you got Mike Evans, when you got Chris Godwin, when you got Gronk, when you got O.J. Howard, when you got Scotty Miller, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the multitude of weapons. And again, like you said, it's hard not to find something he hasn't done, but he's done it. So think about the things that's going to motivate him. When you talk about a team that can give him a problem, and you're talking about pressure up front, why would it not be the Los Angeles Rams? Why would it not be Aaron Donald and the crew? Why would it not be Jalen Ramsey in the secondary? Why would it not be offensively in terms of what Matthew Stafford is capable of doing, particularly if Cooper Kupp and Woods and the rest of the crew show up as well, especially with the Super Bowl? Where's it going to be?
So far, right?
So in other words, just like Tom was in Tampa last year when they won the Super Bowl, okay, because that's where the Super Bowl was, it's going to be at SoFi in L.A. Excuse me, you set a precedent. Something that the Los Angeles Rams could aspire for. I'm not saying it'll happen because I'm going with Tampa Bay.
But let me tell you this.
I like the Rams better than San Francisco.
And let me tell you why I say no to that. Let me tell you why I say you are wrong to that. Because ultimately, for the Rams to win, it's coming down to Matthew Stafford. Now, Matthew Stafford's been playing some pretty good ball. Been getting the ball up the field. I mean, he's been throwing it up the field, too, doing things that I'm sure Jared Goff wouldn't have done with this Rams team. So he gets the ball. But when Matthew Stafford and the Rams play Tampa, that's going to be Stafford and Brady. That's got to be an air out event. You think Matthew Stafford's going to beat Tom Brady airing the ball out? You can't beat Tom at his game. You need friends to help you beat Tom Brady, like a defense. Yeah, they got a defense, but you need a good, solid running game, and that is where they go wrong. And let me tell you something. Don't think that the 49ers can't throw the ball, but right now, Debo Samuel,
he's balling out.
He has over 282 yards the last two games.
Right.
Only man that ever had better was Jesus and Cleese. Jerry Rice, he had 285, like that.
First of all, that game's this week, in case you guys forgot.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we can't wait for that Bucks and Rams, and that's the only game all season that Brady isn't favored. But I actually want to go to your Cowboys, Michael, because I got some question marks. What's going on with Ezekiel Elliott? We saw Pollard doing just as much as him, more yards. I think he had 109. Zeke had 71. If they could really get the ball going again in terms of Zeke pounding the rock and that running game set and everybody healthy, do you think they could actually be a contender against the Bucs?
And when I came in, I told y'all, and I put those top five on there, and I told y'all this is a process. And I told you that the schedule lays out perfectly for the Dallas Cowboys in this process. This is exactly what I was talking about. Eventually, yes, the Cowboys can get thrown in that right there, in that conversation with being able to contend. They're going to have the confidence. They have a run game now. I just told you how bad you need a run game. And Dak went toe for toe with Tom Brady. You saw what he did in week one in the defense. With that, what they're doing, taking the ball away. If you can get some possessions from Tom Brady, run the ball like they run the ball.
You evaded the question a little bit on Ezekiel Elliott, though. What's the deal with him?
What do you mean, what's the deal with Ezekiel Elliott? We ran for like almost 200 yards yesterday. There is no deal with Ezekiel Elliott. Don't y'all try to stir that pot and mess up talking about Tony
like Pollard.
This is a physical football team. Defenses come in and they stack the box because they are afraid of the physicalness in which Zeke runs with.
Well,
Zeke is the starter. You bring him in as a changeup.
Right.
That's what they're doing. It's a smart thing to do.
I would like to remind you that over the last several games, dating back to last season, Pollard has looked like the better running back for the Dallas Cowboys. Yesterday, he had three 20-plus yards rushing.
Right.
He seems to be more elusive, more evasive. Plus, he can catch passes out of the backfield. All I'm trying to say is this. It could be a problem. Because who do I get the ball to? Who's it going
to
be that dude?
You're trying to put Dallas back in the dumpster fire. See, what you're trying to do is get Dak hurt. Because all you got to do is punch up game one and watch how those Tampa Bay linebackers were blitzing and how Zeke stood up in the pocket and manned up.
Pollard ain't ready for that. I can't risk getting Dak hurt because Pollard can't pick up these blitzes.
Okay.
Yes, he looks good running the football.
Right.
But when those blitzes come in there, they run right over him.
So,
and we can't risk losing Dak Prescott right now.
So you need, running back to help protect Dak.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right.
Right now,
So you need that. So, in other words, when you got Ezekiel Elliott up in there, right, you're going to need him there to protect Dak Prescott, which means you're going to throw the football, which means that's why it was a bit problematic. Dak Prescott went 5 for 5 in your winning drive
on
the fourth quarter.
Drive,
in the fourth quarter.
But after, looked great.
Oh, excuse me. They scored 14 points in the first quarter. They scored 6 the last 3. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say to you is that, excuse me, there were some holes in things offensively, and Pollard, one could argue, came to the rescue. I just sense a little something
I knew this was going to start. I swear to y'all, I'm sitting last night. I got me some chips. I'm watching the guys sit now, and I hear everybody talking about Pollard and how Pollard runs. I said, oh, they finna start this now. They finna try to crank this up. Pollard, he did run well. And he's quick, and he got around the corner and did some great things.
Right.
But we got to protect the $40 million man, and that's Dak. And no one, there's very few people in this league that are better than Ezekiel Elliott at picking up the blitz. We're not losing enough to take him off the field.
So the $90 million man out of the backfield is a great blocker.
The $90 million man out of the backfield is a great player. And we had almost 200 yards rushing out of them two boys. Man, I'm telling you, that run game, the way Dak is passing the ball and the way that defense is playing, when it all comes together, like Dak said to Tom Brady, we'll see y'all again.
Okay.
We'll see you again.
That don't mean it's going to be a good thing for them.
We'll see you again.
That don't mean you ain't going to lose again.
We'll see you again.
Stephen A., I do have a game for you to go to, though. What? If you want to go to a game in L.A., I mean, the Bucks coming to town to SoFi Sunday, that is going to be a good game. That was Brady's worst game in a Bucks uniform.
I might have to go there for that one. I got to call Les Snead and the Rams and see if they got a suite for me. If they do, I might have to show up to that game. I'm not sitting in the stands. I'm sitting in the suite on the field. That's one or the other.
We'll make sure the spread's good for you. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Huge win for Baltimore. What a game. I can't wait for this debate. Okay, so Kyler Murray continued his incredible start to the season yesterday, throwing for 400 yards, 3 TDs to go along with his 31 rushing yards and a score in a 34-33 win against the Vikings. Meanwhile, in the NFC North, Ross and the Seahawks didn't get the victory yesterday, but Wilson did throw for 343 yards in 2 TDs against the Titans. Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
Which quarterback would you rather have, Russ or Kyler?
Shockingly, I'm going to tell you Kyler Murray. And I'm fully aware of the greatness of Russell Wilson. He's a future Hall of Famer as far as I'm concerned. He's carried the Seahawks franchise on his back. I love me some Russell Wilson. He is special.
Yeah.
But Kyler Murray, ladies and gentlemen, he's putting everybody on notice. He's 24 years old, okay? This brother already has passed for nearly 700 yards in 2 games this season, 7 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He's completing over 73% of his passes. And I'm looking at this dude just make things happen. He's got an arm. When you talk about a guy that can move in and out of the pocket, extend plays and create opportunities for his offense, in terms of running with the football, there's nobody better than him other than Lamar Jackson. There's nobody better than him other than Lamar Jackson. Now, Russell Wilson can move the chains, and Russell Wilson can extend plays, and we get all of that.
Right.
But the threat that Kyler Murray is at running the football. This dude is something to behold. And then when you take that into account and you look at the fact that you've got DeAndre Hopkins, of course, A.J. Green and others, I'm just looking at it. And Christian Kirk, let's not forget him. He's got weapons. He's got weapons, but he himself is a very, very lethal weapon. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can't sit up there and look at a Russell Wilson, who I got mad love and respect for, and say, even at this particular moment in time, at this moment, based off of these first two games, that, you know, moving forward this season, that I would take him over Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray has put us all on notice. It's a new day, and he is coming.
Listen, this takes me to that old Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith argument, man. People always, man, Barry could have done this behind that Dallas offensive line. Barry's the great. We get caught up in with dynamic. Dynamic is beautiful. Consistent is greater. Mm-hmm. Dynamic is incredible and it's highlights, but consistent is Super Bowl and championships. You know, and Barry Sanders was dynamic. Mm-hmm. But Emmitt brought that ring bling thing home. And I'm telling you right here, right now, Kyler Murray is so dynamic, but Russell Wilson is consistent. And he could bring home that ring thing. That's what makes that. You want to talk about this season alone, these last first two games. Russell Wilson, 149, 46 passer rating. He's thrown over 360-yard touchdowns in these first 2 weeks. Let's not just talk about what he's doing right now. Let's talk about the consistent greatness of Russell Wilson. Because how many games in this league are determined in those last 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So many. And no one is better than Russell Wilson in those last 2 minutes. Tied for first
right. In
fourth quarter comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Tied for first mm-hmm. in game-winning drive.
Right.
Nobody is better. I'm taking Russell Wilson.
Let me say this to you. If you're talking resume, I'm not disputing that. Kyler Murray's resume doesn't compare with Russell Wilson's. I'm talking about what we're looking at right now.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you also something that you didn't bring up, but I would ask you to bring it up. Russell Wilson has been playing under Pete Carroll. Kyler Murray's been playing under Kingsbury, who didn't achieve much in college. I don't believe ever deserved a head coaching job, but I will give credit to where credit is due. He's doing a good job right now thus far, okay? And so when I look at it from that perspective, I'm just saying to myself, excuse me, in the end, what it comes down to is that Kyler Murray has been putting us on notice as we've watched the Arizona Cardinals. I don't recall any games when we've looked at them in his career where we said it was him. He ain't the one that loses games for the Arizona Cardinals. It's usually something else. And now that they've elevated their personnel, and you combine that with elevating his level of play because he's got more experience, yeah. I'm telling you right now, Kyler Murray is special.
But do you think it's because he has better talent around him?
But look at him dancing in and out of the pocket. Look at how he moves. Look at how he creates stuff.
In a perfect marriage, because they were looking for each other for a long time.
Right.
Kingsbury. And we talk all that Russell's doing, but we know that marriage got a little shaky.
Right.
So it's Russell's does this thing that he does in spite of not going, you know, with the perfect marriage, but he still produces and he doesn't make mistakes.
It's such a tough one.
He's such an incredible player. He does. Kyler Murray is the man,
right.
But Russell Wilson is right now the man for
Mr. Steady. Kyler, second best odds to win MVP besides Mahomes, and then Kyler tied with Tom Brady for 9 total touchdowns, most in the NFL. We got a game tonight. That bad man.
Oh, yeah.
Monday Night Football. Right. The Packers looking to bounce back against the Lions. When last seen, the Packers were catching a beatdown at the hands of Jameis Winston and the Saints. Aaron Rodgers certainly didn't look like himself in week 1, throwing for just 133 yards and 2 interceptions. After the game, Matt LaFleur said the team got embarrassed, while Rodgers said it's just 1 game. Stephen A.
I didn't like that.
Do you still believe in that bad man?
You damn right I do.
Yeah.
You damn right I do, and I'm not playing. Listen, y'all ain't never heard me speak about Aaron Rodgers the way I spoke right on this set last Monday. It was the most atrocious performance of his career. There is no question about it. But he's a bad man, and he's a bad man for a reason. And out this side of Patrick Mahomes, outside of that, this is the greatest talent at the quarterback position we have ever witnessed. And this brother has responded in the Matt LaFleur era with 6-0 record, 6 victories, no defeats. after a loss. This brother right here is going to show up. And I'm telling you something right now. He's going to put on a show tonight. I have no doubt in my mind. I believe in Aaron Rodgers. It was an atrocious performance last week. He will make up for it tonight.
Yeah, he will get back on top right now. Because right now, things are not going good. But when he plays tonight, it'll be all good. Because anything, anytime stuff go wrong, take two of the Lions. You'll be okay. You'll wake up in the morning feeling better.
Don't disrespect Detroit. We saw some fight in them last week. Come on.
I think you have love for Detroit for obvious reasons, but that doesn't mean the Lions are worthy of that love.
Wait, real quick. We've got like a minute left. Let's just go back to that Sunday night football game because that was unreal. Lamar Jackson, can we just give him some props? Yeah. How impressed were you with him? I know there were a couple interceptions.
Incredibly impressed. We know how much I love my Steelers, but Lamar Jackson plays like that. There's no denying that he's special, and the Ravens will be special because of it.
And coming back even after the interceptions, it's what's impressive.
Right.
That he made the mistakes and still made up for it and won the game.
I'm here in New York, so let me say that we didn't get really to talk about this today. But in the days to come, I'm going to be bringing up the New York Jets. I really, really am. That was pretty damn
was
bad
rough.
Yesterday.
Bill Belichick.
That was pretty damn bad.
Bill Belichick just beats off on rookie. I felt bad for Zach Wilson. It was personal, but it wasn't even personal.
His second game as a rookie, you going against Belichick, I wasn't shocked.
But still,
I'm looking at Mike LaFleur, the brother of Matt LaFleur, who's the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. I mean, damn, figure out something.
Wait. Hold up. You know how you always imitate Kevin Durant, the whole thing? Like, you know who I am, whatever
you know
it is?
I am. You know
That was Bill Belichick yesterday.
Yes.
Right? I mean, after week one, he was like, don't y'all forget, week one might have evaded me, but hey.
That's right.
I'm here.
It's true. But still in all. You expect a little something. I mean, damn, my boy Jeff said that he went and warmed up his grits in the microwave and came back. And Wilson already thrown two interceptions.
It was bad for the Jets fans.
You know?
Jeff, my Uncle Rich, it was bad for all of them.
Cowboys!
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.